there are companies now, retailers, are banning the Confederate flag. Now, some of these same retailers, for example, Sears, Walmart, Amazon, eBay, and the rest of the retailers in the last 24 hours have announced that they intend to discontinue sales of the Confederate flag. I have a question. Can you still buy a Jay-Z CD at Walmart? Does the music department at Sears have any Ludacris albums? Can I download 50 Cent on Amazon? Can I do that? Can I get some Snoop Dogg albums on eBay? Now, why do I say that? Because a lot of music by those artists are chock full of the N-word, by the way, and the B-word, and the H-word, and racist, misogynist, sexist, anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs. Anti-woman slurs.
Anti-woman slurs. Anti-woman slurs. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
All right. No doubt. Happy recording day.
Yes, sir.
Happy recording day.
All right. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the shoehorning of Drake. They going to make that bitch fit no matter what.
Damn.
Better be careful with my coins, nigga.
Damn.
Pepsi. Is it PepsiCo? Coca-Cola? Who owns that shit? I don't know the parent company. But anyway, Sprite. You know they got these cans in
the
stores.
Coca-Cola.
That's Coke? Okay. Yeah. Sprite got the cans in the stores with the lyrics from Drake, Nas, Biggie, and Rakim. Respectively, Drake has five of his lyrics on cans. Nas has five lyrics. Biggie only has one. And Rakim has five lyrics. Now, the reason why I say that they're going to shoehorn that nigga and make him fit is because, obviously, when you name those type of MCs, one doesn't fit. And then go back to Sesame Street. What? One of these others? One's not like the other?
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, Drake doesn't fit with them, but they're going to shoehorn his ass in there. And certainly, you know, and people talking about, yeah, I guess I'll collect the cans or whatever. They're all the Rakims or the Biggie, you know, whatever. That's cool. That's some hip-hop shit right there. But Kurt G, they're trying to shoehorn that nigga. They're going to make him fit into the legacy. Now, Drake has a legacy. I think he has a new legacy. I think, you know, he has supplanted Wayne of this generation, even though he hasn't been in the game as long as Wayne. But he supplanted Wayne. They can't go forth with a legacy with Wayne. They can't go forth with a legacy with a lot of these other frauds. So let's put Drake in there. Gee, what do you think about that? Are they shoehorning?
No, it's called smart marketing. The youngins like Drake.
I understand that.
And the youngins buy Sprite. When the last time you bought Sprite, my nigga? The youngins is going to buy it because of Drake. Are you going to buy it because of Rakim and all and Nas?
I might collect some cans, yeah.
So, but they're doing it because Drake is popular.
Very
popular with the younger generation.
I get that.
They're trying to get the younger audience.
They couldn't do it with Wayne.
No, not right now.
They couldn't do it with Future?
Yeah.
Migos?
No.
I'm just saying, Young Thug. Fetty Wap.
Nah.
I'm just naming some popular guys.
They're popular in a certain segment. Drake is that dude.
Swerving.
Doesn't,
come on, man. Looks like a shoehorn to me.
That's exactly what it looks like on those billboards, all that stuff. It's like, it is exactly what you said, shoehorning, because there's no way. And I'm not even hating Drake. I'm going to make that clear. But I'm also not saying that he belongs up there with any of those other three.
It wasn't. I don't even think that when they did this shit, it wasn't about him belonging with them.
Really?
They wasn't even thinking about that.
They were thinking
about the fact that Drake is popular. What had happened is they got in the room. They couldn't have put Jay-Z on there to replace Drake and set all these cats from that generation.
Right, takes all the oxygen out of the room.
So not the fact of that, but I'm saying they couldn't put him on there because he wouldn't cover the younger generation.
I see what you're saying.
If they put all these cats in there, they probably had Jay and some other cats in there, and they was probably like, somebody was like, yo, we need the younger generation. We got to get the younger generation in.
Okay.
Who can we get from this younger generation?
So it's funny.
They put Drake in there.
So look at this. You got Rakim, Nas, and Biggie, all pretty much from that generation. There's a whole gap before Drake even came in.
That's the J era.
that's the J era? You mean they couldn't pull any of those? Damn. They couldn't pull no popular young guy out of that era?
They need somebody that's popular right now. Right this minute. That's what they, and they came up with Drake.
Yeah.
Over Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, think about that. Kendrick, J. Cole, they couldn't get it done, huh? Big Crit? Mm-mm.
No.
Macklemore.
Somebody probably said Macklemore. Somebody probably said that.
So you're saying it's just a boardroom situation.
Exactly. They probably came in there with a bunch of hip-hop names and did not have somebody that could sell the cans. We need to sell this. Nas isn't going to sell these cans.
Mm. But you know they called some black person in there and it was like, Drake.
I mean, yeah, I mean, look, I'm kind of with Swerve, and I guess to me, I look at Drake, he doesn't fit with those other guys other than the fact that he's popular.
It wasn't about fitting.
Right.
It wasn't about fitting. It wasn't about him, his legacy in hip-hop. It wasn't about any of that with these guys.
Drake does have a legacy, but the legacy is so opposite of the other guys he's paired with. I'm not saying he doesn't have a legacy.
But that wasn't what it was about. When they put Drake on that can and put his lyrics on the can, it was nothing to do with him comparing to Nas or Biggie or any of them. It wasn't anything to do with any of that. It was all about marketing and making
money
off
what you're
the
saying.
Younger generation.
So the correct answer was shoehorn.
You're right.
Still.
They put him in there, but it wasn't anything to do with him being on the same par with them cats.
Stride right, my nigga.
Expensive, by the way.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Next up, we go to Hip Hop Digest show is, for the second time this month, rapper Rick Ross has been arrested in the state of Georgia. Roberts was taken into custody a couple of nights ago by the Metro Atlanta Fugitive Task Force for outstanding warrants and aggravated assault. Reports are William Roberts got into an altercation with somebody working on his property. William Roberts is accused of pistol whipping a man. Him and his bodyguard were charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, and aggravated battery, which are felonies. Rick Ross, even though he's a rich big shot, is proving that I am a hard nigga. Swerving, why does Ross, after he's gotten all that money, gotta start pistol whipping niggas?
Because maybe he didn't remember that Mystical did some dumb shit like that and ended up in jail.
Oh, now Mystical was on some forcible sodomy or some crazy shit. But
well, I understand that, but I mean, come on, Ross, he don't need to be fighting no gardener, does he?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, yo. I mean, he's pistol whipping niggas and shit. I mean,
he must have just got finished watching Scarface or something.
Is that what that is?
He probably thought he was somebody else at the time.
Wow, William Roberts, yo. I don't know. You know, I wonder how much of that whole Officer Ricky shit fucks with him. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, because everybody got an ego and shit. You know how we always say deep, deep down, you know, that whole Nas, Ether shit probably fucks with Jay. I wonder if this Officer Ricky shit just fucks with Ross. And he's just going to do what he can when he can to dispel that.
Man, could be.
And there might be something to that. But I think the nigga just was on some different shit at the point at that time.
He's wealthy.
What that got to do with anything?
You can fire the gardener and hire someone else.
Yes, you can.
I mean, it's simple as that.
Wealth ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's right. A broke dummy is the same as a rich dummy.
Right.
It just means you got money.
That's it.
A dummy with money.
That's right.
All right. Oh, shit. I want to give a shout out to Rosa Ooh-La-La Wayana, I believe that's how you pronounce it. She's giving us a lot of shouts on Twitter. I just wanted to acknowledge that. Also want to go ahead and get into this whole record posting situation that we got going on. It's some friendly jocularity out there. C. Malone, DJ Q, Houston Socialite.
Be careful with that when you say that shit, B.
What? Jocularity?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, son. Niggas jocking off out here, B.
Okay, I mean, I don't mean it like that. But in any case, a Bagari Black as well, Swerving, myself, we getting involved, we getting down to it, you know what I mean? Cats is posting a lot of joints. Now,
C. Malone's coming for the crown, nigga.
Well, I don't...
C. Malone's coming at you and DJ Q.
Yeah, I don't
He's
want him...
for the crown.
First of all, let's run this down here. DJ Q, who got more breakbeats than anybody out there. So, again, shout out to him. C. Malone, don't blow your wad, son. It's a long competition here. You know what I mean? Some cats out there got some big collections. You know what I mean? Houston Socialite, yo, she gets in some jabs every now and then. You know, don't get me wrong. That De La Soul was proper.
You know what I mean? She gets some jabs every now and then. I had an image of Harlem Nights. Put that little motherfucker down. Keep coming up with a little cap gun.
And as well as Bagari Black posted quality releases. And a shout out to you too, Swervin'. You know what I mean?
It was a salute.
No doubt. This was fun as hell. So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joey Badass and Troy Ave trade shots. I kind of like this. This kind of reminds me of the old New York, the battle scarred New York. Basically, Joey Badass decided to hit the internet and say that he's the number one independent hip hop artist in the world. Gotta remember, Joey Badass sold 57,000 copies the first week independently at about $10 an album. And let's see, he gets about 85% of the profits. Joey Badass is saying, what, nigga, what?
So Troy Ave said what?
And Troy Ave said, the fuck out of here, nigga. Independent my ass. You work for Sony Red Cinematic Records.
Uh-oh.
The fuck out of here. Now, I looked up Sony Red, and now, technically, Sony Red is independent. But you can't have the Sony name, even if they're getting 0.25%, and be looked at as independent. So Joey Badass, you got to fall back just a smidgen. It's a smidgen. You ain't selling them shits out your trunk, son. But I kind of like the New York guys. You know, that's what I want New York guys to do. That's what I want a Troy Ave, a Joey Badass, the young guys to come up and start throwing out the French Montanas. Get rid of them niggas. See,
but don't get rid of each other. Get rid of them other niggas.
Well, no, that's how you get your skills sharp. I mean, so I don't mind Troy Ave and Joey Badass going back and forth. See, that's old New York. That's why New York was always better.
Okay, I got you.
Because everybody was battle scarred. Everybody was coming up through serious battles. You know what I mean? Now, I want them, forget about this talking shit about record sales. Let's just start doing some mic work and then start going at niggas like Frenchie and them niggas. And let's purge New York. See, that's what's holding New York back. A lot of that Frenchie, a lot of fraud niggas. A lot of that, you know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck that, nigga. You know, I'm tough because I'm rich.
There's a lot of that.
Broke.
Say that again, yo.
The underground niggas is broke.
That's what Frenchie said, too. He's like, fuck them underground niggas. They broke, so.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Speaking of, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, this is big topic here. Speaking of, I'm tough because I'm rich. Sean Justin Coombs arrested after the fight. Everybody's seen it. The UCLA football coach Coombs was released on $160,000 bond. Posted $50,000 of it in cash. They charged him with terroristic threats, if you can believe that.
Yeah, he probably assault, was running off at the mouth.
Assault with a kettle ball. So your man Swervin sent me some pictures. You got to look at the pictures. Your man, he out there in an expensive Sean John shirt, slacks, hard bottom shoes. I mean, your boy meant business out there, though. I mean, that nigga jaw was tight.
Fist was clenched.
Yes, man. What? So, you know, they got him on camera. You know, did he finally got to prove that he's a tough guy out there? Because, you know, everybody was like,
funny he attacked the football coach. It's not like he attacked somebody that was going to beat his ass. See, he always go at the easy targets?
Oh, shit. You mean he's just getting the low-hanging fruit?
He always.
Shit. Take that.
Just like we was talking about Ross got money, this is another rich dummy. Yes, he's successful. Yes.
Very successful.
He's made money doing this, that, and the third.
And in the African-American community, you cannot criticize Coombs because he's got so much money. You got to remember that.
We don't allow you to criticize niggas with money because you're hating when you criticize them.
Indeed. So, but the problem with all this is, and I'm going to piggyback on what my man Kirk G is talking about, Coombs is charged also with a felony. And that could substantially hurt his business. Because this is straight from the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Tax Trade Bureau website. It says the Treasury requires manufacturers, producers of alcohol to apply for a permit of Section 124 of the Federal Code. Such a person and or case corporation or any of its officers, directors, and principal stockholders has not within 5 years prior to the date of the application been convicted of a felony under federal or state law. Not within 3 years prior to the date that the application has been placed. You cannot be convicted of a misdemeanor under state or federal law relating to liquor and something about the taxation, this, that, and the third.
Over, B.
Well,
with
that
legal jargon,
what it means is,
if your ass get arrested and get charged with a felony, you can lose every fucking thing.
Well, he needs to be convicted of a felony, and if he is convicted of a felony, now a lot of people are saying, "Look, Diddy got so much money, he's going to throw the coach $500,000." And it'll go away or some shit like that. And that's probably going to happen. But why would Diddy take the risk of losing all his liquor assets? Because that's where he makes probably the bulk of his money from his liquor assets. Losing
he became a dad for a moment.
Because he is a rich dummy.
B, I'm
the
sorry.
The theme of the show is rich dummy. Ross is a rich dummy. And so is fucking Diddy a rich dummy.
Rich dummy. Look, check it out, yo. You said he's being a dad for a moment. His son plays football.
And his son?
Yeah.
He's not the only celebrity son who plays football.
Pedo Diddley, your son's not that good.
Oh, I know, right?
He's not that good. And I know he got upset because his son's not getting that much playing time. But damn, B, look at it and step back and look at it and say, damn, my son, he's not that nice. Just because you're Diddy and you've been successful, you expect your son to be the next Randy Moss.
Swerve.
You want me to say something?
No, I just want you to say, be honest, be trill. Was your jaw tight down East Carolina when the coach was on Adonis's ass? Be honest, was your jaw tight, nigga?
Nope.
Really?
Nah, I mean, because it was either going to be coach or me.
And see, that's how I was. That's how I said it. Kobe's fucking up out on the field. I'm probably going to be, he'll hate to see me more than the coach.
Damn.
Because I'm getting at him.
Damn. See, and that's why I keep saying these celebrity sons are soft. I'm not saying that Combs son ain't got no talent or whatever. But God damn, yo, your dad is literally going to attack the coach.
All on the football field, fighting.
Throwing kettleballs.
Scuffing up hard bottom shoes.
Oh my goodness. Yep. But yo, that's a good commercial for them pants though.
Yeah, that's real.
they tough. Sean John like wrangling, nigga.
Yo, he did have a tight ass face though, didn't he?
Yo, that nigga Joe was tight, my nigga. He sent me that pics, yo. I was like, yo, you was like that nigga meant business.
But that's the realest emotion you got from that nigga in a long time. Because he was so fucking fake for the most part.
Oh, man. That was funny as hell, yo.
But he need to step back for a minute and actually look at this shit. The fucking coach know the talent better than he does. Just because it's your son don't mean he's fucking supposed to be on the field.
That's real.
Well, his face looked like it.
Oh shit. So check it out, yo. This is a side note real quick, yo. So I'm driving the bus and shit, right? And I young boy fashion. I'm back in the days, you remember when girls used to wear them jelly sandals that come in different colors?
Hey, no. Don't say it.
Nigga, did they come back?
Niggas is wearing them, yo.
Hey, no.
No.
Yo, son. No, I saw son. Two niggas today. One nigga had on a pair of clear jellies, and another nigga had on like a pair of like yellow jellies, yo.
I thought it was bad enough to see niggas walking around with Crocs on, and now they got jellies.
Nigga, they got jellies, and niggas is wearing them. Shit. I was just wondering if y'all niggas remembered them jellies like that, yo.
Yeah, for girls.
Yeah,
I remember them wearing.
Nah,
them
man, niggas is wearing them now, yo.
Wow.
Oh, that's just not a good look.
Yeah, no, it's not a good look, yo.
Wow.
No, they got them in different flavors.
Somebody
too.
Is okay in this shit, in the hood.
Hey, man.
Nigga, they ain't in the hood.
Well,
okay.
Any case, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. I'm going to quickly take a serious note on the situation in South Carolina. And basically want to give a tribute to all those who lost their lives, you know what I mean, because of some chicken shit coward ass motherfucker out there and shit. Not going to talk about that topic too long as far as it relates to hip hop. I just want to acknowledge that situation. I didn't want to mention it last week because actually I was feeling some kind of way about that, yo. But now that the week has passed and, you know, people are being laid to rest, I just wanted to acknowledge that situation in South Carolina, yo. It's critical, you know what I mean? It's critical. And I'm going to piggyback on that with this whole Confederate flag situation. Courtesy of your man, Swervin, who sent me a picture of Ludacris in a whole Confederate flag uniform. Motherfucker looked like a Confederate flag totem pole standing there on the stage with that shit. And I know Kanye West has also dabbled with the Confederate flag. Kurt G, I gotta ask you, these are two intelligent guys and others who have dabbled in with the Confederate flag. Are they not knowing what the Confederate flag has and continues to stand for?
I know they probably know what it stands for. I'm gonna say they do know what it stands for. I think they're trying to defuse the situation and say it's not the flag, it's the fucking people that's carrying the flag.
That's okay.
It's like a gun. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Okay.
So the flag ain't never
killed
nobody.
So is that flag going to be a new term of endearment for black dudes?
Well, I'm just going to look at it like this, yo. The only two flags that I can think of is that you are not going to fly a Nazi swastika flag. You're just not gonna fucking do it. And number two, the flag isn't illegal, but I actually haven't seen it. The Japanese Navy Rising Sun flag, the one with the stripes on it. You don't really see that like that. You know what I mean? Along with the swastika jump off. So, you know, let's not act like in history, you know, when shit happens, they get rid of flags. They have to pave over that whole shit. The Confederate flag is still flying prominently in Virginia today.
B, but see, now you're going to try to get into a deeper conversation, which I'm not trying to. B, this country, slavery never existed.
Okay.
The way they try to make that shit seem, though, B.
Well,
so that Confederate flag, all that shit really means nothing.
What I want to get to is that do these celebrities who want to dabble in, I don't know when that picture of Luda was taken. I don't know what concert, but why in the hell would he put on a fucking uniform and looking like a goddamn Confederate totem pole and shit? I know Robert E. Lee is in his grave like, cheer. I mean, really? It's ridiculous.
Well, B, I was thinking about that all week, and I don't think a flag... I mean, yo, it shouldn't be fine over the state cap and all that kind of stuff like that. But if somebody personally wants to have one, so be it.
Oh, yeah,
but
I don't care about that. Yeah.
Taking away a flag is not going to take away racism.
No, that's not the point I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's just the symbolism of the flag. Just like I said, the Nazi party flag, the symbolism of the flag. Hell, it's illegal in Germany to fly the Nazi party flag. But... And then, like I said, it's the Japanese Navy flag, the Rising Sun version of the flag.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see that. They don't be flaunting it like that after World War II.
Right.
So I'm just saying the symbolism. And the symbolism just kind of gives aid and comfort. Yeah, it's not going to take away racism. That's not where I'm going with that. I'm just saying that type of flag being prominent and government support of it just gives aid and comfort to those who want to think. You know what I'm saying? Look away. Look away. Dixon.
There you go.
That type of shit. And the ignorant ass niggas who want to try to, you know, use that for some type of commercial purpose. Talking about Ludacris. Talking about Kanye West. Or any other nigga who's involved with the Confederate flag. Speaking of the Confederate flag, I saw one of them, you know, them car makeup shows. How they strip down a car and build it back up. So the Yin Yang Twins on this shit, it's about maybe 3-4 years ago and shit. They was fucking around with the Confederate flag. They actually got the General Lee, right?
Damn.
And check it out, though. They got the General Lee, and how they did it was slick as shit because they painted that shit red, black, and green.
Oh,
and they had the Confederate flag on top, just like the General Lee, but the flag was red, black, and green, my nigga.
Wow.
Fucking yin-yang twin showing niggas what time it really is.
So is that okay?
Right.
It's still the Confederate flag.
Nah, but see, they flipped it. They flipped it, though. Because
but,
I think
but is it okay for them to flip it?
Yeah, because they apparently knew what the Confederate flag stood for and said, nah, what we're going to do is flip it to red, black, and green.
So that's basically what Ludacris is going to tell you. He's flipping it.
Oh, he's flipping it?
Because I bet you it's some Klan members or some skinheads just pissed off like a motherfucker. That this nigga is wearing a Confederate flag.
Nigga, we more than wearing a fucking flag. Wait till you see that picture, my nigga.
But he's probably like, fuck it, I'm going to flaunt it in
nigga
your face.
Nigga got Confederate knee pads in every fucking thing, my nigga. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Some motherfuckers just fucking just spit all over their damn selves. God damn it! Fucking Dallas wearing a goddamn Confederate fucking flag!
Damn, nigga, watch that spit, yo.
Oh, damn.
Nigga spit all over their damn selves with that shit.
Right, you know what I mean?
Sounding like Boss Hog.
Oh, shit. No doubt. Anyway, so to go along with that, your boy Sean Hannity, next topic, says that all rap music should be banned. Along with the Confederate flag. You know how Hannity goes in and shit. And matter of fact, you'll hear him on the intro. Hannity says he condemns the flag's disappearance from the shelves. That means all companies are saying to take that Confederate shit down. We ain't selling it. But he also says that you shouldn't sell rap music. He said because a lot of rap music is chock full of the N-word. The B word, the H word, racist, misogynist, sexist lyrics, and anti-woman slurs. He wonders how President Obama could host Jay-Z and Beyonce at the White House when Jay is such a perpetrator of foul language. Is Hannity right?
Is he wrong by saying what he said?
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking y'all, are we double dipping?
Of course.
Gee, we double dipping?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we are.
So you shouldn't even be selling none of that profanity-laced hip-hop.
Well, they don't. Not in the fucking Walmarts. They sell the clean versions.
Well, that's true. Yeah, not in Walmart.
Well, the cleans is damn near dirty these days.
What they playing now. Yeah, radio ain't like they try to cut it, but you know what the fuck they just said.
Oh shit, so that's what's up. I don't know if we double dipping.
Remember when the clean version was niggas actually switching up the lyrics?
Right.
The clean version now is somebody in there editing their ass off trying to cut these words out.
It's poor editing, I will grant you that.
I understand why. The nigga that's sitting there editing all these fucking songs, like, man, fuck that. I'm just cutting the F out.
You know, F. We can say ass, right? We can say ass.
You can say ass, say dick. A whole lot of shit I'll be hearing on TV now. I'm like, what? Damn, he just called him a dick. This is TV? Regular?
Oh, shit. That's what's up, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is channel surfing. I happen to be in the whip and I'm channel surfing. Thanks to my man, Kerr G, who said HUR is playing a couple of things I should listen to. But I'm just channel surfing and I come across what used to be WPGC. And I just sit on that for a while. Nah, this is what I'm saying. Channel surfing, because I sit on that for a while, and I'm listening, but I'm listening just sort of as a spectator. And the amount of music, or the type of music that's coming from that station now, that's pop music. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about this before. The white guys on there sound more black than the black guys down the street. But in any case, the amount of bass I heard, the amount of high-pitched Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke type singers. The amount of singers on there. Now, I'm not saying that they wasn't playing a lot of African Americans on there. They were. But they were playing a lot of white folks on there now. Is black radio, the community black radio, gone? And has the black sound been totally appropriated and now totally commercialized? A lot of bass on them white stations.
This ain't your daddy.
Yes,
PGC.
And yes.
A lot of bass on them white stations, G.
But like I just said, this ain't your daddy's PGC.
It ain't the one where I interned, huh?
No, it's a different. It's a different station now, and they got a whole different format. So, what they're playing would be considered the top 15, or should we say the top six, as Igor said. Same six songs getting played.
Right, I get that. But I guess it's, to me, it's the amount of African American influence on. I'd hazard to call them a white station. I guess maybe it is what is pop music today, but
V, they're called contemporary hit radio.
Is that what that's called?
DHR, yes.
And the cool ass white boy on there. Hey, 5 to 5. Next up is Fetty Wap. You know, really? I mean, damn. I mean, it's like really. I mean, it's cool. Hey, I mean, yo, the white guy up there is more blacker than me.
Well, you kind of light skinned, so.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, though, son. I mean, when I look at that situation, I'm like, wow, I don't know if we have that type of community radio anymore. I mean, because even if you go down the dial to the supposed African-American stations, maybe Hannity's right. Maybe we double dipping.
Damn, well, I'm saying, listening, you got green eyes too, nigga.
Yeah, I do.
Well, B, you know.
What's that slave trade, though, man?
Massa was tipping around the house. You know
what
that
is.
It ain't hard to be blacker than you.
That's right. He is the green eye bandit.
So, G, help me out on this whole radio station thing. You can surmise this for me, yo.
B, it is what it is. Just like we just had Red Alert on. He explained to you what radio is in these conglomerates and how they took over. Huh? And how they try to dictate to you what hip-hop is, what R&B is, what anything is. Well, they're going to tell you what you're supposed to listen to.
Well, I tell you what.
What you should be listening
they're
to.
They're doing a damn good job at the former home of WPGC. That's the only thing I can say.
Where's Donnie Simpson?
He's retired, so that's what's up. So anyway, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir.
Kurt G's
got... Oh, wait. Can I get one more thing in?
By all means, go in.
So, you know, I'm not an Obama fan. Presidential fan, but you know
Obama's that man though, son. But anyway, go ahead.
So no, but that's why I'm about to say I got a hero this week. Your boy done did a whole lot this week, more than anything, just in this one week, huh?
And look, let me tell you something. Your boy Obama,
that's legacy shit, baby.
Let me tell you something. Well, yeah, I mean, I grant the legacy and the Supreme Court victories. I get that. I'm trying to tell you something. Your boy Obama at the state senator's funeral. Yo, he was on point.
Got in, huh?
Yo, he was 100. And I know you don't get down with Obama like that. I don't understand why, but...
You know, he hit the old Negro spiritual on you.
Yo, I'm just saying, yo. Obama's that dude, son. And trust me when I tell you, your grandkids gonna appreciate it.
Okay.
So, now, Kurt G, albums...
He's a politician.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right. This week we got MP and Vocab, Strength in Numbers. We got Odyssey, The Good Fight.
Mm.
And the instrumental joint is the Jazz Jousters, Locations, Germany.
Okay, that's what's
and,
up.
And also, Casey Lehman, you're up next week.
Casey Lehman next week, no doubt. I can't wait. So,
next Friday night around 8.
Okay, yo, let me ask you a question, yo. I'm going to be asked. I'm just going to sneak peek, yo, before I listen.
5 o'clock daytime? West Coast.
Right, if she's home from work,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Got to look at that time too.
Well, you can hit Egri on.
Is that Odyssey flavor?
I like Odyssey joint.
Okay,
yeah, I like this Odyssey joint.
Okay,
he's got some joints on it.
Uh-oh.
I like it.
All right, I'm just pre-prepping.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm just
you're questioning Odyssey.
I'm just questioning. You know, anybody can get questioned. Who I'd not question, and the vinyl should be here in a couple days. Is that new Peace Instrumentals?
Oh, yeah.
Watch me post, my nigga. So, Swervin, you got anything left over?
No, sir. It's been a good week, and here's to another one.
Okay, no doubt. We'll see y'all then. Peace.
Oh. Real special shout out to my man, Bobby Simmons, too, yo. That was a good-ass connect on that Red Alert. So.
Oh, Bobby Simmons is the
appreciate
man.
It.
And shout out to Red Alert. That's what's good. Now we gone?
Out.
One.
thank you for rocking with us.
Numbers and strength. MP. That's what you get when you put two beats together.
Full cat. Strength in numbers.
Drop it on right quick.
Yo, yo. How to begin this, step forward, all the witness. The outcome of years trying to build a lyrical fitness. And it's still got that feel that we build and ready to kill this. Underground thickness like a sniper with a hit list. Who did this? Heard him say the timing is impeccable. The rhyming is so technical. We climb into the pinnacle. Refining now, we'll let it go. MP ready, moving forward, be steady. Making sure the beat's heavy. Cause always looking for that perfect beat. All the radio DJs just heard them sheep. But the wolves coming up because they heard them sleep. Now explosion of the independence hurt them deep. Ain't no penance to repent, the kick scatters the pack. Taking what you think is myth and making it matters to fact. Extract the abstract, put it back at full length. Now rewind in the time, find the numbers and strength. Strength in numbers, we find the numbers and strength. Strength in numbers, we find the numbers and strength.
Strength in numbers, numbers and strength.
Strength in numbers, we find the numbers and strength.
Strength in numbers, numbers and strength.
Strength in numbers, we find the numbers and strength.
Let me show you what strength's all about right here.
This right here is not for a more. Strike down on the track with phenomenal force. About to cross this beat like an obstacle course. We're running steer clear of the doctor's report. So you can go ahead and light your spliff. I'm doing the best I can to right this shit. Wrestling with these thoughts like Psycho Sid. Stay relevant, my 30s more to Michael Vick. If I decide to quit, it will be on my own terms. And die like a fat man who chokes on his own words. Take a seat like a comedian. Make the sunset. That's how I'll bring the evening. And believing in the words that I speak, load the whole team of protein. Now who wants beef? The weak is what it takes to get in your home and throw a toothpick in your face like Ray's Ramon. It's the endangerment zone where I'm changing the tone, rearranging your furniture and where the place if it goes. I got a major in flow and a master in substance, reputation to grow. For smashing productions, a cadence to show. A ravishing young man in the face of a glow. From battling suntans, washed and grown off the top of the dome. These words got your girl touching her erogenous zone. Strength in numbers.
I want to tell my story a little bit, man. You know,
rap became the game between the cat and kitty nip. Yo, I'm the pitch when the ball meets the bat that's hitting it. Walked across the pond and reached the path that's limitless. I'm grow wise, the rest just speak and act like kids again. I'm breaking in my music, awakened, introduced them. I only see my father at sacred institutions. The way we used to do it, I had her in a pretzel twist. Mark your X, target less, master how you get it in. Heads spinning, heads listen. As you talk to fam, privacy is pirating. It's how they market spam. So here, cousin, I hear nothing. Unless there's reason to, not saying I am God, it's just the person that I'm speaking through. I've heard about relaxing, and I hope that I'm needed too. I know most of blind, so let it show that I see for you. And even through the blizzard, I will still keep my smile on. The possibility is not what's killing me, the miles off.
Back in the day,
and there's nothing in the world better than life itself.
You will be strong because you can't be weak.
I wasn't happy before, but I'm happy today.
Back in the day.
In the world better than what you've been.
You will be strong because you can't be weak.
Go ahead and first edition of
y'all 40 of OE. Sipping while we bumping that mopee. Like the critics, good or bad, they talk like they know me. In 03, changed my focus when I got reasons. And failure's not an option, I would rather stop breathing. And heart beating and stars bleeding. If I couldn't do this, pursue this. I ain't religious, I ain't preaching priest like Judas. I do this since I picked up the pen back in 98. Shows in other countries, being patient while we wait. It's like thinking back to playing handball at the courts. Taking all their money, courtesy my brother ports. I'm like summer 99, throwies on the overpass. Raider names around town, sound bombing, you know the half. I'm going back, understand the reasons why I'm standing here. Blowing like a chandelier, we did this all ourselves with no one's help. Brown bag, did this, no money, no cosign. Blood, sweat, and tears, and now we sitting on a gold mine.
wasn't happy before, yeah. But I'm happy today.
Back in the day.
And there's nothing in the world better than life itself.
You will be strong because you can't be weak.
Go ahead first with this and love.
Can't stop me. to get inside the car and drive along open roads to open up my mind. Watch the sunrise, reflect on life, wishing that the gas prices wasn't so high. The lust of the dollar make you holler or cry, but even in the winter the birds still fly. Sometimes success is deceiving to the eye, cause people say they rich when they just getting by. Television make you think it's something you can buy, but before you get the truth you gotta sort through the lies. Choose your own path and walk on by. The only true failure is if you don't try. I don't respect people who don't respect time, sitting on their hands while the clock tick by. Consider this a word to the wise. If you love what you do, then it ain't really your grind. I'm talking about hard work. I'm talking about patience. It's a celebration of your journey, even when you don't know your final destination. I'm talking about hard times. I'm talking about blood, sweat, and tears. Recognize that the reason that you're here is only because you figured out a way to persevere. I never wanna have to tell the people who I am. You wanna learn a thing or two, talk to my fans, or hop in the van and come to my jam. I practice on my set until 2 a.m. Before this was my job, I just wanted one chance to motivate the crowd in my b-boy stance. Explore the art form and see foreign lands. And now that it's here, it ain't slipping through my hands. How we pay homage but stay so advanced. His style like water in waves that crash. It knows no form, constricts and expands. Try to hold it down and just slip through the cracks. My ritual is wax, I pile it in the stacks. Intentionally use the sound of vinyl when it cracks. Your boy mean biz, you can feel it in my raps. Seen and done it all, but still spiritually intact. Come on, I'm talking about hard work. I'm talking about patience. It's a celebration of your journey, even when you don't know your final destination. I'm talking about hard times. I'm talking about blood, sweat, and tears. Recognize that the reason that you're here is only because you figured out a way to persevere.
Look, as you get older, you aim a little lower, and I just say, well, you still might make an impression. Everybody wants to leave something behind them, some impression, some mark upon the world. And then you think, you've left a mark on the world. If you just get through it, and a few people remember your name, then you left them off. You don't have to bend the whole world. I think it's better to just enjoy it. Pay your dues and enjoy it. If you shoot an arrow and it goes real high, hooray for you.
Sunday B, down to the B. I'm the fire boy rapper of the galaxy.
And I'm the easy out, yes, the king of style. Super secret weapon of the disco town.
Well, I'm the busy, busy B, love the dream machine. When I rock on the mic, you wanna know what I mean.
We're here today, known to be the non-stop and earthquake and jazzy B.
Come on.
Clap your hands to the beat, everybody. And everybody gotta clap your hands at one time.
Just clap your hands to the beat, everybody. Everybody gotta clap your hands, you see.
You clap your hands, then you stomp your feet, cause you listen to the sounds of the Jazzy 3.
It goes 1, 2, 3,
if you rock with me,
the Busy B,
Easy Al,
the Kiss
Sunny B.
Come on, young girl.
Come on, female.
Come on, fly girl.
Let's hit the tacos. We got guaranteed to qualify
to make you rock.
We're the Jazzy Three with a lot of delight.
We're gonna rap on the mic so you can try to bite.
But if a sucker like you just tried to bite,
we're gonna send you right back
to the rapid delight.
We're the three MCs,
and no, not five.
We're only here to make your temperature rise with the body heat. We're superstars.
Cause no MC ever got this far.
And with a great big brain, let's build the three.
And not five.
Not four.
But the three MCs.
Just stay on your feet
and keep the beat.
Just stay on your feet
and keep the beat.
Just stay on your feet
and keep the beat.
You don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Hook the body rock.
We got top secret rhyme for the CIA, so no other MC can take them away.
I'll put your body in motion and your feet in steps, cause when we finish with you, you'll be a lyrics wreck.
When you say to yourself that you can't control and you find yourself talking on the microphone, don't dread, just start to rock, cause when we rock the mic, we rock on time.
Yes, yes, y'all, a beat, beat, y'all. You don't stop, I keep on, cause I'm Sunny B, down to the beat. I'm the fly boy rapper of the galaxy. I say who I am, and what I do is rock a fucking style for you and you, cause I can rock so well, and it's understood that I'm the uncrowned lover of the neighborhood. The shaking baker, the money maker, the gig with style, the undertaker. Yes, one MC, with nothing to hide, cause I'm the master of the mix and on the east side. The undercover lover, the golden mic. When I rhyme on the mic, I go fast as light, cause I'm the power of the hour, the kid with the holler. I rhyme too sweet to ever go sour. The breaking acapone of the microphone, and the other MC won't hold their own, cause I'm the heartbreaking love making fantasy. Just rock a sure shot for the young lady, the snake gold timer, the microphone rhymer, dedicated MC. And I won't repeat, cause I'm Sunny B. I hold the fame throughout the world, they know my name. But I huff and puff, I scream and golf, but Busy B takes on where I left off.
Well, I'm the B-U-S-Y, the B-E-E, the F-O-N, the Z-I-E. Cause I can rock the mic for the young ladies, the young ladies rock the half state. Cause with other MC by proving the point, I'm Busy B.
Ha!
Busy B in the joint. I got my PhD, a master's degree, the best MC in history. I go town to town, then state to state. The other MCs can communicate with the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Young fly girls that wanna go with me. I got a cool Chevelle, a Rolls Royce. I'm the master mic magician with the golden voice. Young lady fly girl, get on your knees. I'ma tell you a sweet story about little old me. I'm 4'7" with a mastermind. And all my lifetime I never been one rhyme. I say a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now come on and easy, I'll make them all come alive.
I'm easy,
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 easy.
Quick, fast, super quick, easy,
easy.
I'm easy, ah, yes, the king of style. The super secret weapon of the disco town. Everybody knows me as a great MC, cause one of a kind I will always be. For all the girls and the guys and the young ladies that wanna take a drive on home with me. I got rhymes that are long and rhymes that are good, and rhymes that I say in my neighborhood. But this rhyme that I say is only to please the dedicated sure shot Jazzy 3. It's not Batman in the Batmobile, it's the easy act in the Coupe Seville. It's not the little boy wonder as the people's choice, it's the Busy Bee Fonz in the Rolls Royce. It's not Batgirl,
why?
She's the wack. It's my man Sonny B inside a Cadillac. So get down,
get down,
get down, get down,
get down.
Stop messing around, cause we're the Jazzy,
Jazzy, Jazzy, Jazzy,
Jazzy, Jazzy 3, you see.
And we're known to be a dedicated in style,
finesse
and harmony.
So come on,
you go on and on and on and on, like the zodiac sounds of the Capricorn.
Sagittarius, rock the house, and
Harriet, shock, rock the house, y'all.
All the Kansas, rock the house, and
Brothers Crew,
shock, rock the house, y'all.
Yeah, Cypress Crew,
rock the house, and
Family Crew,
shock, rock the house, y'all.
Family Crew, and we rock the best. We can rock side east, and we rock side west.
And we're Cypress Crew, and we're number one, cause first we're selling heroin, then we're having fun.
We're the B-R-O-T-H-E-R, we're the Brothers Crew, and we are the stars, so check it out. You don't stop, come on, come on, Fonzie, let's hit the top.
I stay hip, hip, hop, you don't quit. Come on, Sunny B with that show and shit.
I say you dip, dip, dive, and you socialize. Get skin out your ears and relax your eyes. Pay at the door, they ask a donation. Hit the best sound in creation. Take it to the top, to my station. I make you wanna jump your destination without no hesitation. When you rock the beat to the destiny, easy L. My mellow, what you got for me?
We're the J-A-Z-Z-Y-T-H-R-E-E-E-E-E. And we're known to be the Jazzy 3 in three-part harmony. So check it out, we're having fun, and we're having fun, and we're having fun with the Fonzie going on the long. Come on, come on, sing along the song.
Say before I go and before I quit, I'm gonna give you some more of this Busy Bee mix.
You close your eyes and then you open your ears, and let me tell you something that happened to me. It happened way back in the 61. I see just about when my life begun. I picked up a mic, I made a sound. The MCs came from miles around, so my papa like put me up on his knee.
be, say, the greatest MC. And after that, he stood me on my feet. He put me to the name of the Sunny Bean. He said, I possess the most finesse, and from coast to coast, I own the most. And now here I am with the voice of thunder. That's why they call me a boy wonder. But I huff and puff, I scream and cough, for Busy Bee takes on where I left off.
Yes, I started to rap, and then I kissed and hugged. And all of a sudden, I began to rub. And then before I know, I was across the floor. I tried a little harder, cause I knew I wanna score. Well, I lit up the cigarette, cool, and now I watch you take it off, without a doubt. And then I go downstairs, and open my eyes. I'm dreaming in bed, to my surprise. So I get up from the bed, yes, mad it can be. I take a shower in a cup of coffee. I go down the block, yes, who do I see? The jazz feet in harmony. And then now I'm known as the best, cause I'ma rock the house of North to West. And let's this, y'all, it don't stop. I keep on to the break of dawn. I said a 2, 4, 6, 8. I'm on mellow, easy out, don't hesitate.
I saw this girl and she looking so sweet, from the top of her head down to her feet. I told the girl, could I can find a time. She said, is it your place or is it mine? I wanna play it fly all the way. So I asked her the number to an OJ. She said to be shy, she said, why bother? Here's 2 records to call Godfather. Call 585-1358, and don't hesitate to get the number straight. And the color and the style of the 98, cause I like 98 that they ride so great. They come in 2-tone color, the 1-tone too. I take one every day after school. I like the way they ride and the way they sway. But I said to her, take it OJ. It's a less fancy but a lot of class. I know those cars are made to last. But she looked at me and she started to say, okay, I too can call them right away. And make sure it's a big shiny blue OJ. And let's go right on away. Now, before I go with this foxy girl, I want you to know a fact that my man Sonny B is gonna rock on the mic. Come on, Sonny, start to rap.
See, and I was coming home late from a disco party where all the females was mighty hearty. I was a train hopper, a diva bopper. I never had a cent to put in the slotter. And then one day I didn't see the cop. He grabbed me by my throat, he gave me such a stop. And I was facing that train when I felt the pain. Handcuffed, huh, stay around my hands. Stay after that, he took me down to the station. I look in his face, he had no hesitation. My trial was set for July the 4th. I was to appear at Supreme Court. Soon the date just came around. The big fat judge just sat me down. He said, pay the fine or do the time. So I made up my mind to pay the fine. The fine came up to only $1, but I fell like a dog leech on the collar. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. Females, won't you hit the top? A Busy Bee, or would you be about my mellow when you bust it out? Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat, y'all, don't stop, I keep on. I said it wasn't no mouse, so she slept on the hill. She sought and walked, I like Buffalo Bill. Till one day she went for a ride with an echo chamber by his side. She rode up to the mouse, she said, and then she knocked, 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 just a nigga got sore. Said Miss Mousy on her knee, and that's a will, you marry me. And Miss Mousy said, I can't do that, you have to ask my brother rap. I said my brother rap is going to town, and steal me one of those red and gowns. Yes, after that, you had 10 mics, they were caught in the corner, shoot and die with Easy Al. I rock the house, then Sonny B, I rock the house. Now, a young ladies, I rock guard, one time, blow your mind. Now, I said 2, 4, 6, 8, I'm on mellow, I don't hesitate.
See, I dreamed of a castle on top of a hill, a castle made of glass, it stood so still. I went inside and what did I see? A big magic mirror looking at me. I said, mirror, 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 mirror on the wall, who's the best MC crew of all? A mirror, mirror, can you see? I talk to us, who's the best MC? The mirror smiled and said with a very deep voice, what you're really looking for is the people's choice. It's not the Peter Pocanita or the little Jack Horner, it's the Jazzy 3 Kids and they're getting right on it. It's very well known and understood that they're the best MC since childhood. Every one of us got those rhymes galore that you never ever dare to hear before. But we dare to say them to respect, to put the other MCs right on check so they can write their own. Or just go home or sit down, turn old and be all alone. Now we got a thing for the people to hear that we sound so good to both of you in
New York. The place to be, yes. In New York, it's just right for me.
New York, it's just my kind of town.
New York, just getting down.
Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop. Keep on to the break of dawn. I say hip hop, she bit the hop, the hop, the hop. She rap the hibbit, dibbit, she wop the bang, 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 and the ding a dong. Easy out, my mellow, won't you sing along?
You go hibbit, dibbit, hip, hip, hop, hip, hip. Hibbit, the hop, dip, hop, hop, hop. Hibbit, the hop, hibbit, bop, the hop, hip, hop, the hop. And you don't stop. Yes, y'all.